It's time for a break now with the Here and Now DJ sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
DeBron Thomas is host of the Crunkadelic Funk Show on WUKY out of the University of Kentucky in Lexington. He is with us from there now. DeBron, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And explain the title of your show, first of all, the Crunkadelic Funk Show. What kind of stuff do you play?
Well, the premise of the show is I play anything that is deemed funky and soulful. So yes, funk is in the name, but that does not mean that I am bound by the ties of playing funk. Anything that brings out emotion. So like sometimes I would play some John Coltrane or some Herbie Hancock, but then you'll also hear, you know, Funkadelic and Sly and the Family Stone, you know. And one of the things I love about this show is, especially when I get to play newer people, it's not necessarily like the same feeling as listening to, you know, Car Wash by Rolls Royce. You're like, oh man, you know, this song jams. Yeah. Or listen to somebody like Alan Stone, it's like, wow, this guy is taking what all these people did and kind of putting a new spin on it and still carrying the torch.
Well, let's listen to some of it so people can get an idea. This is from funk singer Bette Davis's 1974 album, They Say I'm Different. Here is Your Mama Wants You Back.
Can you hear your mama calling? Your mama wants you back. Can you hear your mama crying? You're the best thing she ever had. What I say, your mama wants you back. Your mama won't you? Oh, I want you, baby. I want you.
And Bette Davis, by the way, is not someone everyone has necessarily heard of. She had some songs that got into the Billboard charts back in the 70s, but she was kind of a cult favorite. What should we know about her?
Well, mainly that she was at the time married to Miles Davis, and she is considered by many to be the queen of funk. She actually introduced Miles to Jimi Hendrix. And one of the great things about her music is that it comes from a kind of a raw, bluesy, gritty type sound. And for the, I guess, all intent and purposes, she was kind of Lady Gaga before Lady Gaga.
And what kind of reception do you get now playing her music today?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I get half the time it's, man, you're playing Bette Davis. And then a lot of times it's, who in the world is this and where did you find this?
All right. Well, let's get to another one that you found and you wanted us to hear. This is a take on the song California Dreamin', first recorded by the Mamas and the Papas. Here is Eddie Hazel's take on the song. I think that works.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting because one of the things with Funkadelic in general, because Eddie Hazel was the original guitar player for Funkadelic, you know, the Funkadelic, the gig that they got where they decided that they wanted to kind of take things in a musical direction, they were playing somewhere, I think it was in Detroit, and the van that they had that had all their equipment in it got stolen. And they were opening for, or I guess they were playing after Vanilla Fudge. You know, You Keep Me Hanging On.
Yeah.
And they let them play on their equipment, and the rest is kind of history. So as far as I'm concerned, I think that all that stuff kind of intertwines.
Well, do you think Eddie Hazel is still relevant to funk today?
Absolutely. I mean, Eddie Hazel set the groundwork for which every guitar player that wants to play in R&B and funk followed. I mean, his session work can be found on Shaky Ground by The Temptations. You know, there's a song that he does with Bonnie Pointer where he plays a banjo solo and a six-string bass on the same song. I mean, he kind of brought things to a different level in, by kind of infusing rock and soul into funk along with staying true to the gospel roots of funk as well.
All right, well, let's get to some modern funk that you wanted us to hear. This is Mark Ronson. Now, we know Mark Ronson. He's very well known for his song Uptown Funk, which is played, I think, just about every second on the radio in the United States, featuring Bruno Mars. But here's a lesser-known song. This is Heavy and Rolling, featuring Andrew Wyatt.
Start up the engine.
It almost sounds like something Stevie Wonder would do. What do you hear here?
Well, one of the things that sticks out to me is the fact that Mark Ronson is a guy who understands where this music comes from. So he doesn't just, you know, try to copy it. He tries to do it justice. And on drums on that song is Steve Jordan, who, you know, has had a very long career. And one of the most prominent sounds you hear is Willie Weeks playing bass. And if you're not familiar with Willie Weeks, he played with Donny Hathaway and he played with the Doobie Brothers and he's on a bunch of Aretha Franklin songs. You know, so at the same time, he's paying homage while helping these other guys still kind of contribute to the new music that is being made.
And yet, I hadn't even heard of Mark Ronson until maybe last year, late last year. Where was he all this time?
Well, Mark Ronson is actually from England, and he grew up with Sean Lennon, you know, the son of John Lennon. And he has been a producer for a really long time. Actually, the song Valerie that was covered by Amy Winehouse, it was his idea for her to do that song.
Ah, that's a great song, by the way, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of an unsung hero of Northern soul and funk.
Okay, let's get to another one. This is Jill Scott. This is You Don't Know.
Did you ever give up?
Now, this one sounds like Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because the backing band on that is the Roots. And, you know, they're from Philadelphia. They're a hip-hop band with live instrumentation. And, you know, they're currently on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. But I think one of the reasons why I picked this song was I like Jill Scott, and I think that she has a tendency to call back to some of those older sounds like Gladys Knight and Aretha Franklin and Diana Ross. But I think that this particular song, it calls back to how this, you know, there was a resurgence of funk and soul kind of between 2011 and about 2014, where it was very, very popular for it to be in the mainstream with Adele and Aloe Black and Alan Stone and all these other artists. And to me, it just makes me smile that there is a resurgence of this music in the mainstream and it's not kind of washed away with a lot of the things that you see in modern pop nowadays.
And yet you say it was between 2011 and 2014. Is that stopped or is it continuing?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's stopped. There are a lot of artists that have released new recordings. Junie Morrison, who was the keyboard player in Funkadelic and in the Ohio Players, he released a brand new record this year. Funkadelic, you know, George Clinton has released a 3-album disc called First You Gotta Shake the Gate that came out this year. So I think that we're seeing a upward trend. And I actually just saw this the other night. Snoop Dogg has released a song, I guess releasing a new record that has both Stevie Wonder and Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band. And so I think that there is much more attention being given to these older artists, in addition to guys like Lee Fields and Sharon Jones, who didn't necessarily make it, but are now becoming popular again.
That's DeBron Thomas, host of the Crunkadelic Funk Show on WUKY out of the University of Kentucky in Lexington. DeBron, thank you so much.
Well, I really appreciate you guys having me on. And as I always say, keep it on the one.